Hello, and welcome to Housewives on Housewives. I am Becky.
And I'm Raquel.
And we are here to, I'm so excited, talk about the Real Housewives of New York City.
New York, New York, hell of a town.
I'm really, really excited.
I know.
I was just like, it was such a relief. Like, I'm a little worn out on Jersey, I'm not going to lie. And these ladies are, I mean, it shows that it's going to be a great season. These ladies are interesting. They're intelligent. They, you know, are spunky.
It's a breath of fresh air.
It really is. It's a relief.
It is.
I'm just like,
huge relief. So this is New York, season 11, episode 1. Holy crap.
So was it OC and New York that were the first ones?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Season 11.
OC was the first, I know.
Okay.
This show is entitled, and I think this is funny, Divided This Summer.
I love it.
I know, me too.
The titles are better in New
York. Getting better. I know. Well, maybe that's the thing.
Yes.
They're good. So before we dive in, I just want to ask you.
Do your job, Raquel.
I am. This is my job. I'm the pumper, upper. please rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes or whatever format you listen to. It makes a huge difference. We have gotten the sweetest reviews from you guys, and it's like, it just makes us so happy. Literally, I can't even lie.
It inspires us.
It does. And when we see it, we'll text each other and be like, oh my god, you see what this person said? And it's we're ridiculous, but it's very cute. But we want to thank you very much for all of the feedback. We're at Housewives on Housewives at all the stuffs, so please do that, and thank you so much. Hope you guys are enjoying it. We are loving to do this, and we really, our goal is to do every single Housewives franchise.
Yeah.
But we
I'm
need
to quit my day job.
That's what our goal is. So if we get enough listeners, we can actually spend like a good amount of time doing this all the time.
And we might have time for research.
Oh my God. What's that?
Okay, so we start, they're playing a little catch up. What has happened between seasons?
Yeah.
So 6 months before, they've got a few headlines that happen. Luann is sued by her kids and her ex-husband.
Yeah.
Yes. And this, you know, is a spiral starting.
Oh,
a spiral
man.
Spiral downward
starter for her. Followed by her back in rehab.
And then Bethany Frankel's on and off boyfriend is found dead in the Trump Tower.
You know, when I heard that last year when it happened, I felt so bad for Bethany.
Yeah, like, it was her lifeline.
It was. And you know that it doesn't seem like she has a lot of very close friends or close people, and that he was definitely one of those close people.
Right.
So for her to lose this person just broke my heart for her.
No, for sure. So yeah, they kind of caught us up on what happened.
Yeah, just
the
two major, you know.
Those were pretty major. I don't know that we normally have like this kind of major headlines. Like,
no,
between seasons.
Yeah, but except for the Giudice prison time and stuff, this was kind of like.
Yeah, Bethany and Luann, your jobs are safe.
Yeah. Sorry.
you're like Tom Petty. The hits keep coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then we get back and we kind of see all the housewives, kind of introduce us. Tinsley is waiting for Scott's car to arrive from Chicago.
It was the biggest truck Tinsley has ever seen.
Oh my God.
Delivering Scott's car to her.
Did you notice how she was standing, like in a squatting position?
I know. She was so excited. She couldn't like stand correctly.
She is, I think she's a little bit, emotionally stunted.
She's definitely a socialite.
Yes.
You know, she's just here to be a socialite.
It's funny because I don't mind her for whatever reason. I mean,
no, because I think she's sweet.
Yeah, she's sweet. That's the thing.
You know, she knows like she can be ridiculous. She'll laugh at herself.
Right.
She can laugh at herself. But okay, I looked up the car because I wanted to know what we were talking about. I was like, why is he having this car delivered? Like, this doesn't make sense. It was a Bentley Bentayga.
You're asking the wrong person.
No, I'm telling you. I'm like, am I pronouncing it correctly? Yes. And it starts at 200,000.
Oh, that's all.
It starts at 200,000.
Let's get a couple.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. So she's like, now I have to learn how to drive. It's like, why would you send a Bentley to New York City for someone who doesn't really need to drive or care to drive or hasn't been driving?
I was just going to say the same thing. Like, you know what I would do if I bought a ridiculously expensive car? I would send it to somebody who can't really drive in New York City. Right. Yeah. Because that just, what could happen?
And pay $1,000 a day for parking.
Ugh. Anywho.
So we see Sonia taking Marley out to the park to go potty. And okay. Sonia lets us know.
Well, I just love that the first thing we hear from her is poop.
I know, right? And the second thing is that Marley has to run to make the poop come out.
I can see that. I have dogs. They have to do this whole thing. Like, there's this whole circle of tradition.
So what's your whole thing?
Well, my dogs.
No. Oh, me? I'm talking about you. Do you have to run?
Oh, my God. I run down the hallway. I do a couple of
handstands.
I do a back bend. And then I actually do a full leap, three forward, three and a half turns onto the toilet seat.
So your dogs have like a routine?
Oh, there's a whole, if people own dogs know, there's a circle, okay. Like they have to run in a circle, there's a little ritual.
Do different dogs have different routines?
All dogs poop the same, not all dogs poop the same, but they all have the same kind of, like there's always the ritual of circles.
Okay.
It's a thing.
All right.
I get it.
All right.
Listen, if I had to shit outside every time I had to go to the bathroom, I would make it a whole ritual. I get it.
I would light a candle. Yeah.
If they had opposable thumbs, they'd be lighting candles, burning incense. Are you kidding?
Okay, so we're at Luann's house in the Hamptons. She's making a flower arrangement.
She's arranging hydrangeas.
Yes, and inviting her daughter Victoria to sing The Girl Code.
Of course.
At her next cabaret show.
Yeah. And I actually wrote here, Becky and I would absolutely love to go to one of Luann's cabaret shows.
I would love to, and I would absolutely sing with you, Luann, too, if you wanted to invite me on stage.
She totally would. She's not lying.
And you would too, wouldn't you?
I would maybe do backup I have a lot of stage fright.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't think so, because I got a big mouth, but.
I have zero stage
yeah.
fright.
No,
I'm like begging, please invite me up.
You know, Becky, if Luann's cabaret ever came to Nashville, you and I would be front row,
yes,
fucking center.
We're going to be. Mm-hmm. Come to Nashville, Luann.
Luann, Countess.
All right. So Countess, then we're at Bethany's house in the Hamptons. She's doing a photo shoot for her jeans.
She's so thin. Did you notice?
She's always been that. She has for the last several years, I should say.
Okay. Well, I know
for
grief
sure
will make
since
you.
She's gone through her. No, yeah. She's like since her divorce, for sure from like after her pregnancy, she's stayed
just been
like
that, stayed that
crazy thin.
Thin.
Yes.
I kind of love that she has like the Jinx moment where she's in the bathroom on mic talking to herself.
Yes. She's like, this
like,
has
she's
nothing
like,
to do with him. I don't want to cry.
I wanted her to go, of course I did it. And I know, I murdered them all. Did you see the Jinx? Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Okay. People who saw the Jinx documentary will find that funny and relatable.
Yeah,
or not.
I didn't realize what you were talking about.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, whatever it is.
Went over my head.
No, I didn't. It just went under your television radar. All right.
So, yeah, and it's the beginning of this episode. We see Bethany's basket case, which, you know.
Of course.
She's going through a lot, but still, it's just kind of like her personality is so like dramatic and kind of extreme. So it's kind of like wild to watch.
She's
this.
Kind of manic anyway.
Yes.
So
yes.
Yeah, to mm-hmm. see this. Mm-hmm. So we do move on to Ramona, who is selling her apartment.
God.
How much do you love that she flirts with the gay realtor whose husband is standing right next to him?
I know. Well, and the realtor, I mean, he's like, we got to throw a little show business razzle dazzle. I'm like, what are you talking about? What is show business? What, throw a little
give
show business
the old
razzle?
Razzle dazzle.
I'm like, are you going to come out with, you know, glitter? Like, hey.
No, I'm expecting like a top hat, glitter. Yeah.
Luann's cabaret show. Yeah.
Oh my God. How awesome would that be for each showing of her apartment? Please come see this apartment. And as an extra,
money don't buy the class.
Ooh, I went to a little Cher there. Did you hear that?
Money don't
buy
like
a class.
Woo! You know, I feel like Luann and Cher could do a show together.
Well, if
Luann.
Cher took the lead vocal and Luann's mic was turned way down.
No, I feel like they could do it together.
Oh my God.
But yeah, it's funny. She's like, you razz me with your eyes. Are you sure you aren't gay? And he's like, I'm married to him.
Oh, God. How awkward. Like, just leave him alone, Ramona.
I know. She's ruthless with this flirting.
She is like a dog in heat.
So Dorinda meets her buddy in the park, Luke. Mm-hmm. And I was just a little bit like, oh gosh, another British accent. We're going to have to work really hard.
He has a British accent?
Yes.
I didn't even hear it.
Yes, he does. And I'm just like, oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh God, another British accent.
More terrible British accent.
What will we do?
Oh, Luke, you cannot come back on the show. God, I need a break from doing my British accent. I'm working hard on it, but I'm just not there yet.
It's just not happening. I have to say, Dorinda looks really good.
She's been working out, taking care of herself. Mm-hmm. This summer's been about Dorinda. She's been in the Berkshires, and she's lost some weight.
Yeah, she looks good.
And she tells Luke, I realize nothing good happens when you drink, and I don't handle alcohol well.
Yeah.
You think, Dorinda.
It
took a reality TV show for you to realize that.
Well, and even at that, though, she says, I don't handle alcohol well. And then he asks her, you know, basically, is this something that's been mentioned to you?
Before.
Yeah. And she's like, no. And then they do a drunk Dorinda montage.
It's all the slurred speech. And you remember the red lipstick all over her face.
Oh, my God. That's right.
And Dorinda, it's bless your heart. I love you, Dorinda, but it is not a good look for you. Well, I'm glad
and does she watch the show? Like,
I know.
My God.
I know. Well, that's why she realized, but she's like, before seeing myself on the show, nobody ever told me. And it's like, how could they not?
They all told you. Yes. Like, everyone told you. I love you, but Dorinda.
Yes. Let's get real.
Yeah.
So they're talking about Luann, Dorinda, and Luke.
Yeah, we kind of get our first indication of what the drama is going to be for the season.
Yeah, like there's some issues there. Mm-hmm. And Dorinda goes into, let's think about it. In a year and a half, let's go through it.
she does a full Luann crazy breakdown.
These are the erratic decisions. Married, divorced, arrested, assaulted a police officer, went to rehab,
ouch,
came out of rehab, was still drinking the whole time, went back into rehab. She basically ends it, I wish her well, but it's not healthy for her and I to be around each other.
Yeah, I think that she is pretty clear. I think she has a good read on it where she's like, at this moment, we're in a place where we need a minute.
I think so.
And good for her.
No,
not good for her, but I mean, I'm like, that's a totally legit thing to say.
You know, Dorinda's obviously been working on herself. She's doing some reflection, and so is Luann. And when you go through that, you realize where the toxic is in your life. Mm-hmm. And you do have to take a step back. And it doesn't mean that they can't come together at a different point.
No.
But they do both need this space to reflect on themselves and work on themselves. They both have whatever issues going on.
That's entirely true. Like whatever they're trying to improve about themselves, they don't need the other person in their lives for that right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we move on to Bethany's house in the Hamptons.
Yeah, she's having a few friends over for lunch, and these are some friends, I don't really know them, but they have been by her side through the last 3 weeks that she's been going through this grief.
Yeah, I think that they're her true close friends that you wouldn't see because, like, you know, you're not going to be on for that. But I love that they're there for her. I was a little surprised to find out that it had only been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
That is such a small amount of time.
Well, it is. And she even said in her confessional, like, later in this scene, that she feels guilty because she's like, I'm healing faster than I thought. I expected to.
We've talked about grief on other franchises. And it's, like, figuring out the stages of grief are so hard. And I love that she, like, asks, how long does this last? Because it's so fucking painful.
Right.
You just want somebody to tell you that this will get better.
Right.
And you don't believe it when you're in that moment. I think that whatever her relationship was with Dennis, maybe she is healing a little bit faster, but I'm glad to see her getting there because it's devastating. It's devastating.
No, I remember, my family's gone through, you know, my husband's family's gone through an immediate family member. And I remember standing there when people come through the line and they're like, oh, I've had this happen. And it was such a relief to see they're still functioning. Mm-hmm. You know, they're 5 years down the road and they're like functioning as a normal human. It really is a relief to kind of know, like to talk to people who've been through it. How long does it last? Where am I going to be? And to look at those people and be like, you're functioning. I'm going to get there one day.
It's hard to think that you ever are. Right. And I know that like what it struck me, I remember I had a particularly bad loss about 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's very personal. I'll talk about it sometime. But I remember all my girlfriends who rallied around me and were there for me said, we thought we were going to lose you.
Oh.
And it was like, oh my God. Yeah, because you don't know. You don't just, this is never going to get better.
Right.
And to have that crew there
is
very important. And I'm glad she has that.
No, for sure. So,
and I like that she's using humor to get through it. Because you have to.
No, that's
totally. I'm getting like teary.
I know, I can tell. We're going to move on.
Okay.
Quit thinking about your story. So she heard from her, his daughter, Dennis's daughter, Tyler.
Right.
Tyler called her hysterical.
How old is she, do you know?
I know she's a young adult. She's not like a child. I'm 95% sure she's a young adult.
Because he was like 50. So that would be enough time for her to him to have like a 20-year-old.
For sure. So Bethany tells her friend about how she and Bryn both texted Dennis. This is a little weird to me. I'm trying not to judge people who are going through grief because everyone does handle it differently.
Right.
And she has a different life. She's used to being on television. But she's basically reading the text she wrote to Dennis after he passed and the text that her daughter wrote. Like, she's reading it.
Yeah, sharing that with the world is a little weird.
It's a little weird. And at this point, she's, like, bawling.
Yeah.
But
maybe that's just, like, she, again, we've said she's manic.
It's hard to judge people in the way, because I know, like, I've seen people, it's like, really, you just did that? But you do have to give people a little more grace who are going through grief.
And I kind of think that she just kind of has verbal diarrhea. Like, I don't think she could stop herself from saying every single thing that's on her mind at that moment.
I agree.
Her filter's not that great anyway.
Yeah, she shares
under
all
the
her
best
emotional
circumstances.
And it's kind of weird because in her confessional, she goes through this stuff. She's like, I mean, someone said he fell on a boat the day before. Was he taking something? And she's like, and he had proposed to me and I have a ring. And she's like, she goes through all this stuff.
Very fast, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm kind of lost. And she's like, none of it matters. He's gone. He's dead. And I guess that's her point. I'm kind of lost. I'm like, now what? Who has a ring? Like, who's getting married? Like, what did the daughter say? And I'm just like,
I was exactly like you. Yeah. Like, what is she talking about? And her point was all of these things and all these questions. And what was, here was the, this and then that, that's this. None of this shit matters because he's gone.
Right.
Like, and I totally, when she got to that.
Close the book.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that was a, although it was very hard to follow because it was very fast, it's a good point to make. Like,
no,
you know,
sure.
You have all these questions and all these comments and all these things you can say. You know what?
Yeah.
None of it matters.
Yeah. No, for sure. And then we move on to when she's sitting down and her friend's saying, talking about a death he experienced a year ago. And she's asking me these questions. And this is when she said, you know, time's healing the wounds a little more than I thought. It's going faster. And she feels guilty. Like, how could I be having fun when Dennis is dead?
Yeah, that's a totally natural.
Yes. And she just kind of, like, resolves it. I know he'd want me to move on and be happy. And I'm just trying to, like, honor that.
Sure. Yeah, that was a kind of a heavy, poor thing for her.
I know.
So we move on to a little more fun thing. Sonia's new apartment.
Oh my God, Sonia. And that tiny bathroom. Oops. It's so hard
to
see.
My chair back.
It's so hard to see Tanya. Sonia.
We have a new housewife?
Sonia in that tiny bathroom. It's hilarious.
From what I know, from what she's used to.
And then Ramona shows up all fancy, as Sonia puts it, because she has two dates that night, one for drink and one for dinner. This is not the first time Ramona's done this.
No, she does it all the time.
She's constantly. How do you do that?
I have no idea.
And are you just honest with the person? Hey, I've got another dinner date. I gotta go. Or
I don't know.
Give me a second. This is going really well. I'm gonna cancel my dinner date. Like, how do you handle this?
I don't know. I think it might be a very New York thing. Mm. I don't. How do I word this without having people hate me? I don't know the city of New York. I've been there a couple of times. It's not my thing, but I think it's because I'm so Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
It's such a different thing.
I guess.
And I do love the people of New York. Like, I admire their humor. They're fast. They're quick-witted. They're successful. Mm-hmm. It's not my stilo. But I think that that's maybe just a thing you do. You meet for drinks. Okay, well, it was great seeing you. We'll talk later. And then you move on to your dinner date.
I just know it's had to happen or it's going to happen soon where she meets for drinks and then they both separately go to the same restaurant to meet their second dates, both of them. And it's just like, oh, hey.
Oh, please let's let that happen. That would be awesome. Right?
Okay, so Sonia.
Well, I want to talk about Sonia's place. I'm so happy to see her in this new place because her old house was amazing, her townhouse.
Right.
But it was suffocating to me. It was it was starting to literally feel like Grey Gardens. Like, it was so much, and I felt like...
Well, and just a lot to take care of.
Oh my God, and so much crap in there.
Falling apart around her.
Yeah.
She does have speaking of so much crap, she has a couch in the hallway.
Yeah, well...
And it's kind of funny because she says, this couch is not going to be here. We're going to eBay it and go out to dinner. And I was like, does she mean she's going to, like, eBay it for $200 and take that to splurge on dinner?
Absolutely. One of the things that, like, again, it's one of my treats with these ladies is that they're so inconsistent because they have all this money, but they're super cheap. I mean, I just love every second
Sonia's
of it.
Sonia's the cheapest.
The cheapest. And her daughter wants to paint the living room pink.
Yeah, with black lacquer doors. Which, I'm like, all right, I get it, but it might be a high school, college student style, but this is your mother's house. Your 50-year-old mother's house.
Well, and do you want your living room to look like a Good and Plenty box?
Right.
That's all I could think of.
Right? Pepto-Bismol?
And I love that, like, Ramona is just like, well, I couldn't come here anymore.
Yeah, I can't visit under those terms. I get a headache.
It's all about Ramona. Even your living room colors are really a reflection.
Have to be acceptable.
Yeah.
So they talk about Bethany losing Dennis.
And they're going to the Hamptons.
Yeah, and they're basically just saying, look, I just want to give her space. And she knows I'm here if I need her. And
yeah, I thought that Sonia was very sincere.
Absolutely.
In that, where it's just like,
absolutely.
You know, because there really isn't a lot you can do.
Right. And I got to mention Ramona's confessional look. She has like that kind of green, turquoisey top. And she looks good.
Mm-hmm.
She looks age appropriate. She does look young for her age.
Well, she's like 61 or something, isn't she?
No.
Yeah, I think she is.
Oh my God, I don't know. But she looks really good, mm-hmm. especially for her age, but also age appropriate. But her hair is so flat. I'm like, this is not the Ramona I know.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, what's up with the flat hair? And it's got like a real, like, way far over to the side part. I'm like, Ramona, I don't expect this look from... I'm like, is this a new look? Am I behind on the trends? I'm a little surprised by it.
I like that you said that because now that I study these for our podcast,
mm-hmm.
they wear the same... Like, their confessionals, I don't know if they do them, like, on three separate days, but we'll see the same outfit at different times. So now, if you bring up confessional looks, I can actually look for them in the future.
Yes.
So I'm going to look for that.
Yeah, look for it. Because it's kind of a weird look for Ramona.
Yeah.
The one thing about Sonia's apartment is, I don't know what floor it's on,
mm-hmm.
but it appears she has to go all the way downstairs and out and across the street to take her dog potty.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that lifestyle.
Oh, listen. I lived in a two-story apartment and with dog, you hate it. You just end up hating it. This actually does, I think this is later on, but there's...
Can you not, like, put a wire in your house and send your dog down and across the street? Like a, you know, 700-foot wire? Like
oh, my God.
Like a long leash?
Yeah. You know what? You might just have $1 million idea right there. But I do love, since you're saying that Ramona asks Sonia, is your dog inside or outside? What? Oh, she's an outside dog. You know, she just roams the streets at night. What the? What are you talking, Ramona?
You live in New York City. Are there any outside dogs?
Well, yeah. I just kind of leave them on the balcony. What the hell are you talking about?
So ridiculous. So ridiculous.
It's killing me. But there was where it was like, when they are talking about Dennis's passing.
Yes.
Ramona says that she sent a text.
Yeah.
To Bethany. Uh-huh. And I can only imagine the disappointment that Lisa Vanderpump is feeling.
Like it's normal to...
No, because, like, you know, the...
No, yeah. I mean, Lisa, you got a handwritten card. You got a handwritten
note.
Like, not a text.
All right.
Yes, yeah, so we go to Luann's house in the Hamptons, and this is where we meet Barbara.
I love that Luann's tooling around on a Vespa. It's right. Killing me.
I know.
Yeah, her friend Barbara shows up. Now, this is an old friend.
They've known each other since their kids were at camp.
Right, and... I don't know if you remember last season.
They show it.
Yeah.
The Bex.
Yeah, where she had said something like Luann would rather go through this. She doesn't want to get married, but she feels like she has to or something.
She said she'd rather go through with the marriage and get divorced than to call it off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So she's been a friend. We find out, you know, throughout the show, she knows a lot of the ladies. She's a construction person. I don't know exactly what her job is, but I do know she's in construction and she apparently has a tool line.
I mean, I love that.
Sure.
She's one of the women that was the Charlie's Angels.
That's what she called it, Charlie's Angels. Yeah. It was Bethany, Barbara, and some lady named Anne who went and like basically staged a, what's it called? Intervention.
Intervention, yeah.
Yeah. So Luann went back to rehab and she kind of goes into what happened. Her kids sued
her. With the lawsuit, yeah.
Yeah, because Luann had fallen in love with upstate New York. She found a house, and she couldn't get a bank loan large enough, so she tried to sell her Hampton property.
Right.
And buy the upstate house, and her children... She said the children didn't like that. Her kids are, like, out of high school. The children didn't like that very much. And so they went to their dad and issued a lawsuit.
I couldn't really tell the whole issue, but it sounds like that Hampton's place is set in a trust for them. So if she sells it, she can't really use the money to buy something else for herself. It needs to go to the kids.
Apparently, it was supposed to go into a trust for the kids.
Yeah.
Which
I kind of, like, if I'm the kid, it's like, don't sell my fucking house. That's
I'm just wondering why they had to do a legal lawsuit. They couldn't call mom and say, look, mom.
Well, we don't know that she didn't. They didn't.
Of course they did. You know they did.
Yeah,
and like, then she was like... Apparently she was already... I seriously doubt it was because of the lawsuit that she had to go rehab. I think she was on her path, which is kind of sad that, you know, when you get sober, you're supposed to be honest about everything.
Right.
And maybe we're wrong, but it's just kind of like, all right, tell the truth.
Yeah.
Because Ramona and other people are saying she's... You know,
spinning. Yeah.
Yeah. Before this lawsuit, this was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back.
Right.
But anyway, so.
Well, what she says, what she says to Barbara is, when the shit hit the fan, and it literally did for me. Okay. The shit did
Are you
literally,
imagining?
Literally. Yeah, that's all I can see. Like every kind of fan.
That's
a ceiling
kind of her,
fan.
You know, ritual.
I could, like a box.
She poos.
I know, she gets hit by shit by the fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I literally envisioned every kind of fan with
oh
shit
gosh.
Flying through. It's like, Luann, you never picked up on that literally thing is not the right word.
I know. That's pretty crazy. Oh, yes.
Ugh.
I hear you.
Anyway.
So Barbara says, you know, that they did an intervention, and she said of Luann, she wasn't of sound mind and body, she was a mess.
Yeah.
I can only imagine.
Oh, man. Me too.
Mm-hmm. So she is, 53 days sober,
mm-hmm.
which is not very long.
Well, yeah, it's almost 2 months. Not very long, yeah.
Yeah, not very long at all.
She does have a little breakdown about the kids saying that she's happy they can see that see her sober now. And she also says, I cannot slip again.
Right. But, you know, she's honest with, I'm taking it day by day, and it's a struggle.
Well, that's the AA creed, right?
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. I know the AA creed around here, and
mm-hmm.
She's definitely going to meetings regularly. You can tell.
Yeah, and good for her. And
yeah,
they speed off on her Vespa.
Together.
I know.
They're two Vespas.
I know. That's
and
weird.
And they're
right?
riding on one.
I
and
bet
we know that Barbara can drive one.
She says she can, but clearly she can't. Or maybe she had had some drinks.
Maybe it wasn't charged.
I bet she had had some drinks.
No, she wouldn't have. Not if she comes over to Luann's house. Luann's not going to have it in the house.
Oh, that's true.
No, she didn't have drinks.
All right.
But anyway, whatever. Okay, let's go to Tinsley and Dorinda. They're meeting to go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
They're catching up. And this is really kind of... It's sad. It kind of breaks my heart. Tinsley's been in Chicago with Scott playing house.
Oh, my God, Becky.
I mean, who does that at that age? She's in her 40s.
We have... As disaligned as we were on our last episode, we are completely in line on this one. Well, first of all, I have to say that I love that Tinsley's, like, this kind of lifestyle amazes me, where you're like, yeah, you know, we went to Europe a little bit.
You're right.
Wow. Okay, that's, and then she's really happy that she got to play house with Scott.
She's like, Scott had a party and I got to play hostess.
And did, I'm sure this struck you the same way it struck me. At her age, we probably both had been married for at least 20 years.
Yes.
And we do not lead similar lives.
No, no.
It was that her, she sounded like in, oh my God, there's 16 Candles, I want to say, where the rich girl's like, let's go back to your house and pretend like there were the richest people on.
Oh my God.
It's a weird movie reference I'm making that no one will get. But she's a grown woman.
Yeah.
And this is freaking me the fuck out.
Well, and the thing is Dorinda's playing along because she's like, oh, I got to play hostess. They were leaving, like, thank you for having me to your home. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, yes.
Thank
you're
you.
So welcome.
Yeah.
And Dorinda's like, I don't know if she said something about the car, but Dorinda's response is, you're getting closer.
Oh, God, it's so gross.
You're getting closer. Like, to a marriage, basically. Dorinda. Like, she's not, like, a 14-year-old girl. What do you mean, like, she's getting closer?
It's, and then she, and then Dorinda rehashes that trope about ordering food and pretending like you cooked it. Where it is.
Do you think she really does it? She's like, I've done it to John many nights.
Why?
Yeah.
Okay, again, ladies, take a note.
1950s.
That's what I'm saying. Where have you been for these last 2 years?
Yeah.
There's a whole thing going on with the women where we don't do that shit anymore. Like, we've acknowledged that we should be treated as equals.
Right.
And we don't have to trick somebody into wanting to marry us.
Do you think, like, Tinsley's one of those girls, like Miss Maisel, who, like, sets her alarm, gets up at 4:30, does her full face of makeup, and climbs back into bed and pretend like she's been sleeping?
1,000%.
Oh, my God.
I absolutely do.
Oh, my God.
And I mean, okay, again, because I am trying to be super, like, I'm a pro-woman thing.
Yeah, teach their own, too.
If that makes, like, you happy, but, like,
it's,
you
just
know,
shocking to see.
It's very shocking to see, and I feel like you can do better. Like, you don't have to do that. But if that's what you want, go for it. It's just funny.
If that's what you want. So they talk about Bethany. And Dorinda, you know, has had the biggest loss.
Sure.
And so she's the most understanding. Or can put the nail on the head the best. And she's like, you know, basically, I'm sorry, if you need me, call me. There's nothing you can do because it's such a personal journey.
And she's 100% right on.
Mm-hmm. And then Dorinda, was that a long sleeve white bathing suit she tried on?
Okay, wait, stop. Before we get to that, yes, we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
But they do a typical
what do they do?
Housewives bad segue.
What?
Dorinda's going through the clothes.
Oh,
Luann wears a lot of this stuff.
I know, right? Yes.
Oh, have you talked to Luann? Nope. It's like, why don't you just come out and say, let's talk about Luann?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hysterical.
Can we talk about Luann now?
I know.
No, it was hilarious.
Tinsley has no idea what's going on with them.
Yeah.
They touch a little bit more on Bethany, and then Dorinda tries on.
Is that a bathing suit?
I called it a Hawaiian leotard.
Because I was like, okay, first off, I do have to admit, Dorinda looked amazing.
She looked damn good.
She looked really good.
Yeah.
But
those long sleeves.
I was like, it looks like a bodysuit.
A leotard.
It doesn't look like a bathing suit, right?
It looked like a Hawaiian leotard. That's all I could think of.
It was like weird. You looked good in it, but.
But you looked good because you look good, but that's not a good look.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, don't buy it.
And then she goes on about the ancestry. She took an ancestry test. Tell me
you didn't. Was it Moroccan, she said she had?
She did, and all I could think of is like, are you Melissa Gorga's long lost sister?
You must be. Oh my gosh.
It killed me.
Oh my gosh. You were so right. Okay, so we're back in Sonia's apartment, and she's waiting impatiently in her bed for toast.
That is way too long for toast. What is going on?
And it's like, oh, I like the toast because I get the honey with the, it's ridiculous.
Do you think that this woman's getting paid?
I don't know. She's her assistant.
Yeah,
I
mean, rather than intern.
Before it was intern.
Yeah.
Like, she's showing her the ways of rich living. I don't know. Of how to like, you
what
know,
is she interning?
Live off your divorce settlement for the next 105 years.
I do think of Sonia Morgan every time I pay my Chase credit card.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Here's some money going to Sonia.
Yeah, right. To Sonia's ex-husband. It's not going to Sonia.
Well, I don't know how much she's getting paid still. Anyway.
Oh, maybe she does get, I bet she does get child support or some sort
She's
of.
She's got to get something.
Yeah, because her daughter's still, like, school age.
I just know that interest on my credit card somehow benefits Sonia Morgan. I'm not sure how. I don't know the schematics.
Oh, my gosh. So, right. Sonia and her assistant, Taylor, end up duct taping towels over her windows.
Well, because, this I love, because Mr. Netflix and Chill. Like, they always have that Sex and the City thing where they have to call him Mr. something.
Right.
So this is Mr. Netflix and Chill are coming over, so she needs to fix the place up.
Because there's a restaurant outside our window that can
right.
see
Right. That's weird.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
Inside your, yes, a
well,
restaurant.
Well, I think this is probably how New York is. Again, I don't know New York. I am L.A., California, 100%, know nothing from, I'm West Coast. You East Coast people, I don't get it. I don't know.
You've lived in Nashville for like, what, eight
Almost,
years?
No, more than that. No, I've been born and raised. I get Nashville. Okay. Maybe if I moved to New York for 10 years, I would get it. Okay. But it's so foreign to me.
No, I get it.
But
yeah, it's
what
weird.
Did you think about the duct taping of the towels?
I mean, whatever, Sonia.
Listen.
I mean, they duct taped one small little area. Like, people can still see in.
They can still see in. But Becky, it did have the monogram, so that made it classy.
It did. And, you know, she's sleep deprived, which causes that cortisone belly.
You know, I listened to her and I was just like, I'm sleeping 17 hours a day from now on.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get rid of my belly by sleeping 17 hours a day. All right, so we're back to Ramona's house in the Hamptons, and she has Boris, a swim teacher, come over to give her swim lessons.
I wrote, she's going to learn how to swim, and yes, that's a total euphemism. You can teach me how to swim.
I mean, her flirting is so over the top.
Oh my God, it's train wreck.
I would totally be embarrassed.
It's train wreck. I was embarrassed watching it.
I was too. But I do think... Like, we've seen Ramona flirt with a lot of people.
Always
but
badly.
But this is the one guy where I'm like, they would actually be a good match. Ramona and
Boris. Oh, maybe, yeah.
They would be a really good match.
Well, also, let me bring this up. If we flip the script and she was, the instructor was a woman and the man was the student, would that not be over-the-top sexual harassment?
I thought of that. It was sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. It was totally sexual harassment.
Yeah. Because
he was hired to do a job, and she was making all these innuendos.
All kinds of comments.
Yes.
Like,
no,
not
it
cool.
totally
not cool.
was. It totally was. But I'm sure it was set up ahead of time and whatever.
Yeah.
But whatever. So Tinsley and Scott head to the Hamptons. Not Scott. I'm sorry.
How'd that happen?
I read Scott's name. It's in there.
Tinsley and Sonia.
Sonia head to the Hamptons in Scott's car.
Mm-hmm.
And Sonia comes out and she's just like,
wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What? Where did you get this? And Sonia says in her confessional, the Bentley is sort of like, we're inching closer to the ring.
They're all like, what is, that's so,
so weird. That is so weird. I mean, if you're in your 40s and you're dating someone and you're thinking, like, you know, it's not this game you continue to play.
Mm-mm.
And it's like they're still playing a game.
They
like
are.
They're in high school. It's really weird.
But I wonder if that's because it's money. It's like you're going to, you know, this is how you think. Oh, a man with money, you're going to catch him. You're going to get him. That way you don't have to work anymore.
I have no idea.
I don't know. It's so, so weird. But
she's a mess trying to drive this car.
Oh my God. Did you ever see the movie Clueless?
Yes.
Do you remember that scene where her girlfriend and boyfriend are on the freeway and they're driving and like they almost die?
Oh, yes.
That's all I could think of was all the...
That's exactly what it's like. That's exactly what it's like. Sonia's in the car and she says, this car is expensive. Mm. I feel fancy. Mm-hmm. So hilarious. And my favorite part is Sonia's flashback to getting on the bus. With her Louis Vuitton luggage and her little dog sitting in her lap. She's feeding it treats. She's like, I like to take the bus, but I'm going to let Tinsley drive me because she's excited and it's time well spent with my friend.
No, she doesn't want to spend $100. My God. I don't know what it is about Sonia, but she is fucking pure gold, that woman. Pure gold.
Okay, so we go to Bethany's house in the Hamptons.
She's putting out food again.
I know, she's serving lunch.
Oh my God, would you eat any single... Like, I just want Bethany to put out a meal for me.
I know.
It would be perfection.
All that fish, the oysters, and the crab
legs. Oh, when I saw the oysters, I was like, run, Bethany, run! You're gonna die!
Wait!
Yeah?
She can't eat any of that.
No.
Why is she serving
it? I don't know.
She's insane.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. Bethany, and she was like cracking something, like cutting something or touching it.
It looked like she was cracking some kind of shellfish, which yeah. I know that she's particularly allergic to, I think.
I don't know. Maybe she's not allergic
to shellfish. Wait, I just did a full Housewives things that I know that she's particularly allergic to, I think.
Probably.
She's probably 100% allergic to. Anyway, yeah, that freaked me out. But she's having Barbara and Luann over for lunch.
Yes, and so Luann brings a pie, and Barbara's like, oh my gosh, I don't have anything, I have to leave. And she like spontaneously remembers she has a toolkit. I mean, come on.
Right. It's good,
and we product found out placement. Bethany already has a pink one, but now she has a black one.
She has two, but I do have to say, I like this idea. I think we should start incorporating this into our real lives here. Instead of like bringing flowers, bring something that you know the person needs, like... Oh, thanks for having us over for dinner. I know you needed an iron. I got one. I picked one up for you. Like, I think that would be, you know. Listen, I brought you this coffee grinder.
Yes.
You can use it for spices if you already have. Like, it would be, that's a brilliant idea.
I'm always running low on packing tape, and I thought you might be too.
Exactly. Your couch looked a little, you know, I brought this throw pillow. I think that would be brilliant. Instead of flowers or pies or whatever,
right.
Bring shit a girl needs in her house.
Some mouse traps. I know it's the season that mouse come in the house. That's oh my God. Like bringing a toolkit.
Oh my God. I brought this Raid.
Yes. I was running out of fabric softener and there's a deal. Buy two, get one free.
I don't know. I'm going to start doing...
The random stuff that I'm bringing to your house, Raquel, just
oh my
wait.
God. Oh my God. Are you kidding? Where we shop? Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Okay. Right. So, what do they talk about? Everything seems fine. Then Bethany says, everything was okay. Then right before you came, I got a weird text and she starts crying. And she's like, I'm fine. I'm just a little thrown off before you came. I'm fine. I'm just acting a little weird. I'm totally fine.
Yeah, so I think she was more
manic-y.
Like, yeah, exactly. And I think she's kind of worried, like, if I look like I'm upset, like, this is why.
Let me just go and talk about it.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Then we go to Ramona's Hampton's house.
Oh, my God, Ramona digging in the fridge. Did you see that scene?
I'm sorry, what in the holy hell is guacamole? Did you hear her?
Guacamole asasa. Guacamole asasa.
Like, really? Guacamole?
It's like the trees of New York City.
It totally is. Well, she's exactly... She's gotten her words wrong a billion times. I mean...
Well, when she was digging for the guacamole, she has on these tight jeans and these white stiletto boots.
Oh, that's right.
She's digging down in the fridge with her butt stuck out. It's like the funniest scene. I've seen memes about it already.
Oh,
like,
really?
That's how ridiculous it looks.
Oh my God, I gotta look.
It's hilarious.
Because it
so
is
funny.
Amazing.
So Dorinda arrives and she brings her normal candle that she always brings in a Luann and Tom bag from their wedding.
Okay. Is that what we're doing now? We're getting given tote bags away?
Well, I mean, it's just funny. She's like, you know, I always bring you a candle when I come.
Right.
And stay with you or whatever. And I'm bringing it in this. Like, she thought it'd be funny.
No, I'm
she
talking about Lou
oh,
and weddings. Tom's wedding. Yeah.
Oh, I think that's totally normal. For sure.
What? Did you give away shit at your wedding?
Well, no. This was probably one of the wedding parties.
Like, oh, okay. I'm picturing it as like...
Probably on the boat or whatever. Or like the people who traveled out of town.
Okay.
It's like in their hotel room there was a goodie bag. I do think that's a normal thing. Like if it's a destination wedding.
Right.
You're like, hey, thanks for traveling all this way, spending all this money to come here. Here's like a goodie bag full of...
Okay.
That would be normal. Okay. Absolutely.
Because at my wedding you got like a little tiny... like,
box of chocolates.
No, like a fake champagne glass filled with jelly bellies of our wedding colors and the fucking invitation. Like, you should be happy you were invited. There's your...
You got a beer and some dinner.
Look, we had two open bars. Okay.
Yes. Right? But it's so funny because, you know, she's offering this to Ramona.
Oh, my
and
God.
And Ramona's like, I don't want it. It's bad luck. And Dorinda's like, take it!
Well, and then in typical Ramona fashion, she's like, I don't want to touch it. Maid, come touch it. It's like, oh my God. Your way to relate to the common folks, Ramona. Oh my God.
I'll take what's inside.
Yeah. But I don't want to touch it.
Give me
I don't want anything bad
candle.
To happen to me. I'll have my domestics touch it. Something bad can happen to them.
They'll take out that $50 candle for me. Oh my gosh. So Dorinda admits about being nervous to see Luann.
Yeah, we kind of have a whole back and forth with all the ladies and all permutations talking about Dorinda versus Luann.
Sonia says Dorinda should say to herself, it's not about me, it's about Luann. She's hurt.
Okay.
So, whatever. And then Ramona says, you have to be unemotional for a second. She's in a very bad place. Inside, she's a broken girl right now. She's trying to cover it up, and she's not acting rationally. So everyone's kind of taken Luann, or everyone sees Luann's side.
I think that they're just, like, trying to convey...
Like, you can't really, like, mess with this right now.
Right. I know you have issues, but, like, let it... She's,
and they're valid, but she's a wreck right now.
But she's, like, on the brink of losing sobriety, so...
Right, right. So Luann, we're back at Bethany's, and Luann brings up how Ramona told a lie about her during the reunion.
Yes.
About her, that she was drinking at a party and was asked to leave. And Barbara pipes up and says, I was there. That's not how it went. And Barbara, they go on to talk about Ramona. And Barbara's like, I've met her 15 times. And she never remembers who I am. And they're like, that's typical Ramona.
That so seems like Ramona to me. Like, I love to watch Ramona. Right. I don't like Ramona at all.
I do like Ramona. I do have a soft spot for it. And I have to tell you, It makes me a little worried to hear about people like this, because I think I'm kind of innocently like this.
Well,
because I have my husband is self-diagnosed super recognizer, like he never forgets a face.
Oh, mine too.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh, they're like the same person.
It's so
they're
weird.
Twins.
I will call him in to look at somebody who's in a movie that was in like a Twilight Zone.
Right.
And he'll be like, oh, that's blah, 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 blah.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, if you were bald today, I wouldn't notice.
No, I know, right? And so, like, I will meet people over and over and not, like, one time the mother of another child in my daughter's preschool was also a Pilates teacher. I didn't realize it was the same person.
I have that exact same problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember faces.
I don't think... Like, well, I think that what we have is not that. I think Ramona is more an entitlement thing where she doesn't even care.
I guess.
You know?
I'm just worried because there's been so many instances where I'm like, I didn't realize that was that person. I didn't realize I'd met them. And my husband's sometimes just like mortified. I didn't realize it was that bad, like that big of a problem.
It's embarrassing.
It's
really embarrassing. And I've tried to do like mnemonic techniques where right. if somebody says their name, right. I'll like rhyme it. Oh, you know, it's mm-hmm. Harry. It rhymes with cherry, whatever. Right. You know, and that doesn't even work.
No. And the names aren't as bad as like, okay, I remember meeting you. I'm sorry, what was your name again? Like, right. That's, to me, I can handle that. But it's like, oh, we've met?
No, it's horrible.
17 times?
Oh, I have the answer damn, to I'm this sorry. Problem.
What?
Agoraphobia. Never leave your house. That's what I do.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
All right. So, anyway, so let's so, go yeah. back to...
So, Barbara says that... Ramona has never remembered her.
Yes.
There seems to be a little tension between them. Yeah. And then Luann actually pipes in saying she wouldn't mind not seeing Ramona either, that singer stinger.
Well, this is a little bit, you've jumped ahead a little bit.
Oh, did I jump? Sorry.
Yeah, hang on. Let's, first Luann talks about Dorinda. She says, my real issue is with Dorinda and mm-hmm. how am I going to deal with that? Because she has so much anger and resentment towards me, and it's really with herself. So she's kind of like, you know, analyzing mm-hmm. Dorinda. Mm-hmm. And Bethany's like, what's the general gripe? And in her confessional, she says, these are two people that are in a standoff. I know from personal experience that the small things build up and become big things, and then it's a loose horse. And Luann's response basically is there's a lot of hatred going on within herself somehow. So Luann is totally analyzing Dorinda, mm-hmm. which I don't think is appropriate.
I don't either. I think Bethany was more right on than anything. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, it's all like, these little, like, you're right. just all, you're both a pissed.
Mess. Yeah.
You're both a mess, and you're going to mm-hmm. say, like, nothing that Dorinda says about Luann. Right. And nothing that Luann says about Dorinda is going to hold yeah. any water.
Right.
Because they're just, they have an agenda, not in like a weird agenda way, but they're pissed at each other. Yeah. So.
And so it's end of summer, and Dorinda, back to Dorinda and Ramona, we find out that Dorinda and Luann haven't spoken for 7 months or yeah. seen each other.
Yeah.
And Dorinda starts to cry, and she's like, I'm definitely really hurt. I dread seeing her this weekend. And,
well, and going back, wasn't Dorinda the one that introduced Luann to Tom? Like, yeah. they've been friends for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like an old friendship. Mm-hmm. And Ramona's like, don't cry. She can't help herself. She's not in a good place. And so this is when we go back to Bethany's and Barbara's clam bake has come up.
Right.
And Barbara says that she's invited Dorinda. And this is a little weird. And Luann's just like, I don't want to argue with her. I don't know if I'm coming. I don't want to see her right now. I'm not ready. I don't know if I can deal with it right now. And Bethany's like, whoa, then you have to not invite Dorinda. Truth be told, she's in recovery 55 days. If she says it's going to be emotionally upsetting, you can't. Like... You have to pick what's true, and which is kind of weird.
I thought it was weird because it's
more
not,
Luann's call. Like, it's like you deal with it. You don't expect your people to.
That's where I was freaked out too, Bethany. Yeah. It's like, Bethany, slow down. You're not like the counselor of the group.
No,
you don't get to tell people what to do.
No, you can't invite people.
It's 100% up to Luann. If you don't want to go, don't go.
Right, right.
And yeah, it was such bad form.
Yes, and then this is when Luann says...
Oh, right, that's right.
She goes, and guess what? I don't want to see Ramona either. It's like, oh, are you going to get Ramona uninvited too?
Yeah, I know.
And she's just like, right now, I'm not healed. I don't need a trigger. Whatever.
I mean, then don't go. Like, yeah. you can't... If you're going to be successful in recovery... You right. have to be able to put yourself in places where people are going to drink. You need right. to put yourself in places where it's going to be stressful for you. You can't expect the whole world to right. bend to make it.
Right. And if you see a trigger coming up, then you decide not to go.
Exactly.
You don't make it about you and
right.
expect people to change.
Because that's,
and
yeah.
eventually you will be able to move forward and go to these things without a trigger.
Yeah. But that's not going to happen in every scenario. You
nope.
can't control everything.
Nope. Especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
So
we're kind of left with Dorinda saying, I'm not going to bend the knee to Luann. No. And Luann doesn't want to be triggered by Dorinda.
Right. And Dorinda says, I'm not going to confront her. I just want it to stop. And she's like basically saying, we just both need our space.
Like, yeah. What she said at the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah. So that's where it's left. And then we see some amazing... scenes.
Oh my
it's
god.
It's gonna be like a good season. I'm
so
loving this season.
Freaking excited.
I am too. And one of the things that I couldn't believe was we see Ramona and Mario.
That I wasn't even sure if that was him. I had to look.
I know, right? And they're, you know, like interacting, like hugging, whatever. Like it was, they're on good terms, which is good.
I mean, that's really good. They have a kid. That's what you want. They should be on good terms.
Yeah. So that was exciting.
So I am so excited for this season. This will be good.
Yeah, good, I think good, it's going to be one of the best ones. It's good.
So
I can't wait till they all get together. Like, I get, like, where they're at this point, but I want to see them all in the same room.
I want that girls' trip to happen. I think they're going to Miami. It's exciting. Yeah, so we're doing the East Coast and the West Coast this next couple. We're going to be doing Beverly Hills, keep on with Beverly Hills, and New York. So thanks for listening, you guys. Becky, you want to give your new tagline?
Oh, I've got a new tagline. I want you to give yours, too. All right. Two opinions are always better than one, especially if they're both mine.
Mine is my standard. Nobody puts me in a box unless it's a box of wine.
I love it, Raquel.
All right. Rate, review, subscribe, comment, follow, all of those stuff. Housewives on Housewives at everything you can think of, or if not, whatever. But thanks, you guys. Thanks for all your sweet comments. We hope you're having as much fun as we are, and we will have a jersey.
Have a jersey what?
We're going to have our final jersey.
Finally.
So these will be coming out as they do.
All right. Have a great week.
All right. Bye.